The movie O Brother Where Art Thou was a modest hit for the Coen brothers last year, but the soundtrack has gone platinum, a rare achievement for traditional American music.
I am a man of constant sorrow. I've seen trouble all my days.
That's the great Ralph Stanley singing Man of Constant Sorrow. This week, Mr. Stanley and all of the musicians who perform on the O Brother soundtrack are at number one on Billboard's country music chart, not Garth or Shania, but grassroots American music, and much of that grass is blue. T-Bone Burnett produced the soundtrack for O Brother. Now he's released Down from the Mountain live concert performances by the artists and musicians of O Brother, Where Art Thou. The CD features much of the music that was performed in May of last year in a concert at Nashville's famed Ryman Auditorium. T-Bone Burnett joins us now from Los Angeles. Thanks so much for being with us.
Happy to be here.
I'm told that the music in many ways predated the film.
The film actually was about the music, I think. When the Coens first approached me about it, they said, we want to do a film about American music. And we started researching and writing the lyrics into the script, you know, putting the songs into scenes, and the lyrics became part of the story.
In that concert at the Ryman, did you, and we should explain for those people who maybe have been living on the dark side of the moon, that's where the Grand Ole Opry first performed. Did you set it up as it was 50 years ago?
Well, yeah, we did, actually. I mean, not exactly, but we used the same idea. I thought if Hank Williams went in there and sang with one microphone in 1950, why can't we do it now? And our idea was just to take it back to just, you know, the actuality of it, the reality of it.
First song on Down from the Mountain is Poor Lazarus, and it's performed by the Fairfield Four, and let's listen to a little of it if we can.
Oh, well, the hatchet. Told a deputy, he said, go out and bring me Lazarus. Oh, well, the high sheriff, he told a deputy, he said, go out and bring me Lazarus. Well, bring him down.
Mr. Burnett, this is a chain gang song, isn't it?
It is. It's probably an old field holler. The recording we used in the film was done by Alan Lomax in the 50s, and it actually was a chain gang.
Well, how did you and the Coen brothers go about researching and finding the music, and what spoke to you about what you wanted to use?
Well, you know, we were looking for tunes that advance the story. And we were looking for tunes because we were using an old story, the Odyssey. We were looking for tunes that went back into, well, Greece, if we could find them. You know, it's these stories, these mythological stories, have been told and retold through all these thousands of years.
You know, Mr. Burnett, when the movie critics would write about the fact that the Coen brothers said that this movie was a retelling of Homer's Odyssey, set during Depression-era Mississippi, it didn't seem like a lot of critics took that seriously.
Well, you know, except for the Academy Awards, who nominated it for Best Adapted Screenplay.
Right, that's true, they did, yeah.
And yeah, which
right,
I thought...
Homer was nominated, I think.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I thought if the Coens got nominated for Best Adapted Screenplay, I should have at least got nominated for Best Original Score, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, they took
him. Oh, Lazarus.
And they laid him on the commissary gallery.
That's a poor change.
Let me ask you about Ralph Stanley. I guess he's telling concert audiences now that after more than 50 years, he's finally made it to the top of the country charts.
Yeah. Where were they when he needed them, you know?
Yeah. What's this period been like for him of, kind of ultimate fame coming at this point in his life and career?
He's seemed, the last two or three times I've seen him, he seemed incredibly happy. We did a show at we did the same show that we did at the Ryman at Carnegie Hall about a month ago.
Right.
And, you know, Ralph was beautiful and he was an eminence. And people, at the Ryman show, people applauded for 5 minutes when he came out. So that's got to be incredibly gratifying. Any musician worth his salt would give one of his legs to just be as good as Ralph Stanley. You know, he's just good. And there's not much of that left. And when he goes, it's pretty much going to go with him. You know, there's not really anybody coming up behind him to take his place.
I want to ask you about that concert at Carnegie Hall because I have read, I guess in the Hollywood Reporter, that Ralph Stanley did, well, it sounds like one of the most extraordinary moments that probably anyone's witnessed on stage.
That was an extraordinary moment sitting, 10, 15 feet from Ralph while he sang that straight through.
We don't have a recording of that night in Carnegie Hall, but we do have a recording of the song we're talking about, Oh Death, from the motion picture.
Oh, death. Oh, death. Won't you spare me over till another year? Well, what is this that I can't see with ice cold hands taking hold of me? Well, I am death, none can excel. I'll open the door to heaven or hell. Oh, death, someone would pray, could you wait to call me another day? The children prayed, the preacher preached, time and mercy is out of your reach. I'll fix your feet till you can't walk. I'll lock your jaw till you can't talk. I'll close your eyes so you can't see this very hour come and go with me. Oh, death. Oh, death. Won't you spare me over till another year? Won't you spare me over till another year? Won't you spare me over till another year?
Mr. Burnett, let me ask you a producer's question. How do you follow that with anything?
Ralph himself followed that at Carnegie Hall with Man of Constant Sorrow and then Angel Band. Yeah, it's pretty much impossible. And I will say, for Ralph to get to perform that song, it's an important American song, and for him to perform it in Carnegie Hall must have been I've heard from so many people that talked about that evening, and everybody said they had tears in their eyes, et cetera.
Go to sleep, you little babe.
Go to sleep.
Go to sleep, you little babe.
Go to sleep, you little babe.
Your mama's gone away and your daddy's gonna stay. Don't leave nobody but the baby.
Tell me a bit about Didn't Leave Nobody But the Baby.
It was a tune, once again, we went to the Lomax archives looking for a song, the siren song. And this, if you remember the story or even the movie, the earlier movie of the Odyssey or Ulysses or whatever it was called, the siren song was this impossibly beautiful song that everyone heard something different in it. It was seductive and yet it was frightening. So we started looking for something like that, and we found this old lullaby from Louisiana or Mississippi from, probably the beginning of the century. Actually, the original song was called All the Pretty Ponies. And then, when we were recording it, we wanted, for the spook factor, we used, instead of a theremin, which would have been the normal horror movie instrument, we used a musical saw, which is just about as horrific,
Go to sleep, little babe.
Go to sleep, little babe.
Go to sleep, little babe.
Go to sleep. to sleep, you little babe.
Go to sleep, little babe.
Come lay your bones on the alabaster stones and be my ever-loving baby.
Yeah, well, some of us find anything that Emmylou Harris sings to be appealing.
Yeah, yes, yes.
And she's
exactly
one of the trio you have here.
She is indeed, Allison and Gillian Welch, Allison Krauss. But, you know, then we worked on it and took some of the images from the film, people laying on these white rocks, et cetera.
And another thing I want to ask you about, or the song, I Want to Sing That Rock and Roll, was not in the movie, right?
Yeah, you know, when we were doing the show, we had asked everyone to do another traditional song that was important to them for some reason. And Gillian, I asked, she had a couple of new songs that I'd heard, and I liked them so much, I just asked her to do them in the show. One's called My Dear Someone or Dear Someone, and the other's I Want to Sing That Rock and Roll, which I think, you know, if there were any justice in the world, would be a hit.
I want to sing that rock and roll. I want to electrify my soul. 'Cause everybody been making a shout so big and loud, been drowning me out. I want to sing that rock and roll.
Mr. Burnett, in a way, that song raises this next question. As a producer, why do you think this music has become popular now? I mean, I'll bet programmers and demographers didn't predict it 18 months ago.
You know, this is a time when, you know, we have machines playing musicians now. I just ran into a musician at the car wash the other day, and he was telling me, you know, how do you record drums? And I said, well, I just put a microphone over there by him somewhere. and he said, oh, well, what we're doing now is we record the drums, and then when we take them on, we put samples on them, and we quantize them. Well, you know, that's not the drummer anymore. Why have the drummer there at all? Why go through the process of having the drummer play and then turn him into a machine, you know? So, I think the more mechanized we get, the more electronically connected we get, the more there's a need for just actuality or something.
Mr. Burnett, thank you very much.
Thank you.
T-Bone Burnett produced the soundtrack for the movie O Brother, Where Art Thou? This week he released Down from the Mountain, live concert performances by the artists and musicians of O Brother, Where Art Thou? You can find more on the music on our website at npr.org.
I want to see.